This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Constituent Assembly Chairperson Subhash Chandra Nengbang passes away. Government decides to perform last rites with state honours. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet vows to move forward by curbing mismanagements in hospitals. And thousands fear dead as catastrophic flooding hits North African country Libya. Now, the news in detail. The government has decided to perform the last rites of chairperson of the Constituent Assembly Subhash Chandra Nengbang with state honours. During a cabinet meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers today, the government extended sorrow over the demise of leader Nengbang and expressed condolences to the bereaved family members. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma informed that the government took the decision to give national honour to honor in recognition of his contribution in constitution-making process. The government also decided to give public holiday on the day of the final rites of the chairperson Nengbang will be performed. Constituent Assembly Chairperson and Vice Chairperson of the CPN-UML, Nengbang, passed away this morning due to heart attack. Nengbang's personal secretary, Krishna Prasad Kafle, informed Nengbang, also the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, died while undergoing treatment at Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital at 1:30 a.m. today. Nengbang, who was born on 28th Phargun 2009 Bikram Samvat, had developed his image as an accommodative leader in Nepali politics. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudel has expressed grief over the untimely demise of Constituent Assembly Chairperson Subhash Nengbang. President Paudel, in a tweet, expressed his tribute to Nengbang and extended deep condolences to the grief-stricken Nengbang family, pro-Republicans and his party CPN-UML. Similarly, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda said he was stunned. He was stunned by the passing away of Constituent Assembly Chairperson and former Speaker Subhash Nengbang. Reaching the Maharajganj-based teaching hospital this morning, Prime Minister Dahal paid tribute to Nengbang and extended condolences to the grief-stricken family members. Likewise, Home Minister Narayankaji Shrestha, former President Vidyadevi Bhandari, Chairperson of the then Council of Ministers Khilaraj Regmi, National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timalsina, Speaker Devaraj Ghimire, former Speaker Abni Sapkota, Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, Chairperson of CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal, former Prime Ministers Jhalanath Khanal, Baburam Bhattarai, among others, extended condolences and paid tribute to Nengbang. Furthermore, CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli described Party Vice Chair Subhash Nengbang not only as his Party Vice Chair but also a close friend and a comrade in arms. The UML Chair Oli took to the social media in paying tributes to Nengbang. In the meantime, CPN-UML has expressed its condolences by passing a condolence motion on the untimely demise of Vice Chair Subhash Nengbang. Leader Pradeep Kimali informed that the emergency secretariat meeting held today at the party office in Chaisal, Lalitpur, has decided to fly the party flag at half-mast in all party offices in the country for 3 days. CPN-UML has informed that his mortal remains will be kept at the party central office in Lalitpur till tomorrow. Minister for Foreign Affairs Naren Prakash South has left for New York of USA today to participate in the program Education's Role in Building Peace. The program is being convened by the United Nations Peacebuilding Commission on 14th September 2023 in New York. Nepal is currently a member of the UN Peacebuilding Commission. Following the program, Foreign Minister South will join the Nepali delegation to the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly to be led by Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet has vowed to move forward by curbing the mismanagement in the hospitals. Talking to media persons in Chitwan today, Health Minister Basnet said he will not compromise with anyone on improving the condition of hospitals. In conversation with media persons, Minister Basnet said that the government is preparing to amend the Medical Education Act, stating that health workers such as doctors and nurses have not been produced due to the failure to amend the Medical Education Act. Minister Basnet said that it will be difficult to find nurses and doctors in Nepal after 5 years if this situation persists. Speaking on a different note, Health Minister Basnet said that he is positive to develop Bharatpur Hospital as a teaching hospital. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Thousands of people are feared dead after heavy flooding caused by Storm Daniel in Libya. The leader of the East Libyan government, which is not recognized internationally, said deaths exceeded 2,000 and thousands were missing. Storm Daniel made landfall on Sunday, prompting authorities to declare a state of extreme emergency. Last week, Storm Daniel struck Greece, Turkey and Bulgaria, killing more than a dozen people. The eastern cities of Libya, Benghazi, Sousse, Derna and Almaz were all affected. As well as the rising death toll, the Libyan Red Cross said that at least 150 homes had been destroyed. Two dams in Derna, home to approximately 100,000 people, reportedly collapsed, submerging much of the area and drowning some residents. Alongside areas in the east, the western city of Marista was among those hit by the floods. Climate scientists have warned that global warming means more water evaporating during the summer, leading to more intense storms. The Ukrainian military has said it has recaptured several strategic gas and oil drilling platforms from Russia in the Black Sea, close to Crimea, which Moscow's forces had occupied since 2015. Ukrainian military intelligence GUR said the recapture of the so-called Bokyo tower platforms, which was reported yesterday, takes back an asset that Russia seized during the annexation of Crimea and places Kiev closer to retaking the occupied peninsula. GUR said during the operation there was a clash between Ukrainian special forces on boats and a Russian fighter jet, which was damaged and forced to retreat, adding that valuable trophies such as helicopter munitions and a radar system that can track the movement of ships in the Black Sea were seized at the platforms. The Russian Defense Ministry did not make an immediate comment on the Ukrainian claim, but the ministry has previously reported that Russian warplanes destroyed several Ukrainian speedboats in the area in recent days. The retaking of the Black Sea gas and oil platforms follows a report by the United Kingdom's Ministry of Defense noting naval and air strikes, skirmishes between the Russian and Ukrainian forces at sea 2 weeks ago. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and at a few places of the rest of the provinces today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province tonight. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 19.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 30.8 degrees Celsius with 22.5 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Constituent Assembly Chairperson Subhash Chandra Nembang passes away. Government decides to perform last rites with state honours. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet vows to move forward by curbing mismanagement in hospitals. And thousands fear dead as catastrophic flooding hits North African country Libya. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.